Welcome to Ital is Vital, your natural health and wellness stop. Hi everyone, this is Julie. Thank you for stopping by to share with me today in this podcast. I hope you're having a fantabulous day, a beautiful day today. And in this podcast, I wanted to talk about why I talk about other topics, because sometimes people have this perception or this belief or understanding from their point of view that, okay, why not, you know, talk about just health and wellness and so on? Why be concerned about vaccines? Why be concerned about the LGBTQ agenda? Why be concerned about what Bill Gates is up to? Why be concerned about all these things? And it's because they are all linked to health and wellness. Because we can't talk about health and wellness and think that it's only what you put in your mouth. Health and wellness, it's mental. It's mental, it's psychological, it's physical. You know, it's all these things. Because if, for example, it's environmental. If, for example, you might be someone who, I mean, eating maybe say a lot of fat, a lot of sugar, a lot of salt, you know, and you say, you know what, I'm going to change my diet. I'm going to get up today and you're like, you know what, I'm going to make a change. I'm going to begin to incorporate more fruits in my diet, more vegetables in my diet, more fresh juices in my diet, and so on. Now, if you live in an environment that is unhealthy or that is toxic, what's going to happen? That in that environment, your food, the food may be grown with a lot of pesticides, you know, various herbicides and other chemicals. So if your food is grown with that, and you, yes, you're eating more vegetables, but you're also taking in the chemicals that are sprayed on those vegetables. You're eating more fruits, but you're also taking in those chemicals that are sprayed on those fruits. Yes, you're drinking more juices, more fresh green juices. You know, yeah, that may be true, but you're also taking in the chemicals that have been sprayed onto those things that you're, you know, fresh fruits and vegetables you're using to make your juice. And so, therefore, with all of that, you're no healthier than someone who is eating that French fry, who is eating, you know, what we may say is junk food. You may not be any healthier than them. Because you might actually be taking in a lot more chemical and acidifying the body even more because of the level of chemicals that you're probably taking in from those things. And just in general, from being in a toxic environment. And that's just looking at, for example, how foods are grown. For example, you could be in an area that is, you know, they spray the air often, whether they're spraying it with disinfectant or whatever, you know, so you could live in a place like that. And that becomes a problem because that will not only, that is absorbing the body. That affects you not just generally in the way of people just thinking health having to do just from the neck down. No, it has to do with the brain also. So it's the entire you. And so this is why we have to talk about these things, because based on what we are seeing exhibiting now in this time, we can see that people are being affected mentally, emotionally, psychologically. We are being stressed. in various ways, and it's stress that bring about this disease. When we put things into the body that doesn't belong there or negatively affects the body, we stress the body. When we harbor thoughts or the chemicals in the brain, you know, are changed because of what we are consuming, and what we are smelling, what we are drinking, what we are thinking, it affects the entire you. And so all of these come together. So we have to be concerned with not just what we are eating, but how it is grown. You know, how it is grown. We have to be concerned about what we're drinking, even the water that we're drinking, what is in it, what thoughts we're thinking, the level of stress that we have. All of this contributes to our mental state of being. What we absorb from sitting in front of the television, whether we work where we get to move our bodies and be, you know, up and down, you know, moving from here to there, or whether we sit at a desk for hours on end, all of these affect us. All of this affect, you know, health and wellness. And so we cannot divorce ourselves from what's happening in the world. They tell us that, oh, there's a war with Ukraine and Russia. This is what they tell us. But there's a lot more to that. And that I'll probably go into in another video. But then they tell us, oh, there's food shortage as a result of it. Don't you think that affects you? Of course it does. So then, you know, we see that, you know, we live in this world where things, you know, are so intertwined. And the smaller they try to make the world is, because this is the thing about globalization. People think that globalization is all this positive thing and so on. But there was a time when individual nations and peoples had to learn to provide their basic needs for themselves and survived for a long time being able to do that. And then you have now this increased globalization where you're living in Ghana, but you're depending on fertilizer, which you shouldn't even be using, from Russia. Or you're getting wheat from Russia. And so they tell you that there's a war. And so now you can't get that. Well, you shouldn't even be eating wheat either. At least not the wheat that they're selling, because it's a lot of people have food intolerance, food allergy, I should say. And food intolerances too when it comes to wheat. And it's part of, I believe it's part of the fact because it has been so modified and also stripped down in many instances, and also the chemicals that are used in the process of growing and the whole production phase. I think that's partly why so many people have wheat allergy. But yeah, and if you notice, any food that people are largely allergic to, if you look at that food, you'll probably see that it has been genetically modified, or it has been, or over time, somewhere in history, they have done certain modification or changes to that food. That's, for me, that's what I have observed, because another food that we see a high number of allergen cases for is peanuts, you know. And so let us, you know, so basically what I want to say is that all of these topics we have to explore, because we need to be aware of what's happening in the world. We need to be aware of the true reality of the world that we're living in, because that also helps us to prepare ourselves for not just how we're living now, but how we can probably assist those that are coming behind us to identify the truth from the fiction, and to block out the noise, and also to make better decisions that is in line with the normal true projection or unflow of life in its truest sense. So this is why there are so many topics that I will explore and talk about, because I see it all as being connected in somehow and some way. These are connected, and so we have to talk about them, because in many instances you may have to prepare. You may have to walk differently now than how you walked yesterday, because as you begin to see through what is being done, then you can see that you will probably be in a bit of trouble if you continue along the current trajectory. I mean, the truth is we're all in trouble when you look at this, because like I say, the changes that we see manifesting today, they didn't just start today. They started a long time ago. And we allowed a little bit and a little bit and a little bit and a little bit and a little bit until it has become a huge bit, and to the point where truth is being silenced. There's always been an agenda to silence the truth, and to the extent where a lot of the things we learn in schools are lies, from kindergarten to college to university to PhDs. Many people have done PhDs and have doctorate behind their names on total fabrication. I don't mean those individuals are liars per se. That's the ones who have these qualifications. But that which they have the qualification for is steeped in lies and theories and things that are the stuff of fairy tales. You know, we have virologists in this world. We have people with PhD in this area. But there are no viruses. They don't exist. So these are the things. And like I say, the entire school system is an indoctrination system. And more people are being led to believe that science is this infallible thing where science is, you know, always right and science is always true. And if we begin to examine just commonsensically, just asking, because that's what they want us to suppress. They want us to suppress our common sense, because it is only that part of us that can help us to really begin to examine things and judge things for ourselves. Just look at it, not even in terms of what science tells us, because science, a lot of what science is, I'm not saying there is no value to science. I'm not saying that, because there are many things that exist today that could contribute to helping us live better lives. But it was never created for that purpose. They never really created it for that purpose. It's ultimately, you know, a lot of these things are being used as a weapon against the people, and science is no different. Some people will not see it as such, but I'm not saying that we don't get a lot of good coming out and important information. But there's also is also generally manipulated in many ways. And they don't mind you getting a bit of good out of it, as long as the fundamental things that they want you to buy into, you do buy into. And so, you know, we are taught a lot of untrue, a lot of things that are not true. And we are told that there are facts in school. That's what we're taught. I'll never forget. I even remember to this day the room, the classroom I was in school, when I was introduced to this whole concept where they told us that humans evolved from monkeys. And I almost, I kid you not, I could have fell out of my chair. I was like, and it was, in many ways, it was, for me, it was probably one of the most eye-opening time in my young life. And I say this because that's when I really, really realized more than ever that we were being told lies about some things. Because I could never accept it. I always had an issue with religion. And I think it's religion where my doubt about what is being said, what is being said about the world, probably isn't so. But as a child, for example, like, you know, as I was getting older, and for the Adam and Eve story, the Tower of Babel, and the Noah and the Ark stories, I never believed those stories. I couldn't see through them. But there was a part of me that was so scared, because you were not supposed to question these things, or something bad could happen to you. And so I just left it untouched because there was that part. But as I grew older, I realized that, oh, that's rubbish. You know, you can explore it. You can delve into it, you know, and you know, basically, so that was interesting. So, and there are many people who probably see these things, but they're afraid to say that I see it. And so that kind of cemented or sealed the deal, as they say, for me, when I was introduced to that at school, because that I knew. I didn't know the science, but I knew that what I was being told was a lie. I knew that then, that was a lie. But when you go to do the tests and the exams, you have to put certain things on the paper. Because if you don't put it, your ass is going on with some big fat zeros. Nobody wants no big fat zeros, you understand? And as a child, to, you know, when you're so young, you're just coming into yourself and you're learning things, and people are giving you information and telling you this is true and that is not true and so on and so forth. And these are people who are supposed to know more than you. These are people whose opinions and ideas you're supposed to trust. But then you're realizing that you're not really trusting it. And it's a kind of weird place to be at, but it's also a beautiful place to be at, because that's when it starts. Because at some point in your life, then it all begins to burst wide open. And you begin to see more and see more and see more and see more and see more. And it never stops. Because you realize that what you know is really so little in the humongous sea of information that is there. So, you know, that's quite interesting. But, when people try to suppress you, some people you know, stay suppressed. But you know, I think for a lot of people who have come to certain realization, from they were younger, they began to see certain things. Even if you ignore it, even if you ignore it, you realize that there's some things that you just never could grasp. You just couldn't grasp it. That people are, I remember I used to sit down and wonder in my head, like, how do people stand upside down in the, on their, these are things you, and I'm, these are things that you're just wondering, because people tell you this, the book says this, but it's not making sense. And this is why I say that people will say that it's stupid, because it is actually common sense. But people will say that it's stupid because, duh, the science says this. What are you talking about? So those are some interesting things. But, you know, but like I say, we have to be willing to explore. And the thing is, I know so much more now than I did a year ago. And a year ago, I knew so much more than I did 10 years ago. And today, I'm telling you, I feel like I haven't even begun to scratch the surface of what is to really delve into. So that's quite interesting. So, yeah, it's important that we ask questions, we examine what we're being told, and be willing to delve deeper into, you know, whatever information that is, you know, brought to us or that we're being introduced to. So don't forget, be the change you'd like to see in this world. Have a fantabulous day today. Ta-ta.
Welcome to Idle is Vital, your natural health and wellness stop.